The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do the thing
I
on.
I don't want you to be in the writer's room.
He can type with his thumbs, man.
Type my thumbs.
That nigga's the god.
I don't want you to be in the writer's room with no phone.
Yeah, man. I don't
want
to be in the writer's room with no phone either, but that's what's going to happen.
My man, he will make a whole office. Like, he was one of the people that'll make an office out of a sidekick. T-Mobile sidekick. What the fuck do I need a desktop for?
Yeah, man. Nigga technology. They said it on the Boondocks, and I was like, yep.
I am stunned.
Hey. I'm not good with that tech stuff.
Nah,
I'm trying.
I hire
people that's good at it. Like my boy Dylan be helping me out. Dylan be talking to me like a kid. What you need to do is drag and drop.
Yeah.
Dropbox.
I like when Dylan is explaining stuff to you because it's funny to watch the dynamic change. Like Dylan goes from being the understudy who wants to like show his big brother that he's great.
Yeah.
To like Dylan crosses his legs. He crosses his legs and he turns into like a white guy who's letting you know how bad you fucked up. Where he's like, "All right, you need to adjust your
settings." That's Dylan's strength. Where I'm dumb, Dylan is strong. When it comes down to that tech shit,
I'm not funny.
I'm hilarious.
Derek's hilarious.
I would have never guessed that about
Mia,
you.
I am not a tech dude, man. I'm old school, man. I'll be like, "What the fuck is all?" I'll be
that is you. No, that's. I don't want to. I didn't.
Tell you, man.
I mean, it makes sense now when you look. Like when you look at it now, you go like, "Yeah, I can't really see this nigga
now
at home."
Yeah,
but Doogie Howser and his fucking jokes at the end of the night.
Yeah.
So today at the Comedy Cellar, we had
right. It didn't come together, but yeah, now I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm still just mad about the image of you just being in a writer's room. Like,
I'll be like, yeah, go. What was y'all talking about?
I was in a writer's room with him once. I had just bought a computer. Like, it was weird. I bought $1,400 on a computer to make sure I didn't look unprepared. And I was like, shit, I ain't even had to spend this money.
Right. You could have just been
in there.
That's why you just gotta be in there with a phone.
Tell you, if you funny.
Yeah.
And you got somebody, you'd be like, all right, just type everything I say.
So you come with your own writer's assistant.
Absolutely.
Basically.
Like, you gotta. Like, I almost go, look, I'm gonna pay you a couple dollars. You go in there and write the shit that I say because I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, yeah. Turn the camera
jokes.
On and just tell him what to do.
What to do, and I'll do it.
As a matter of fact, we had just there's a video that we just posted on our Instagram of us doing ad reads. Ooh.
And I'll be reading the underscores with it.
Oh,
so he walks, take
no.
a breath. Yeah, I'm Ron Burgundy, man.
This about to be
a
fun episode.
Oh,
I see our guest is getting to know Derek more than anybody know him. Give it up for our guest in the building, Miss Mia Jackson.
Mia Jackson.
What's going on?
Hey.
Thank you for coming
Jackson.
By.
Thank you for having
Hanging
me.
Hanging out in the dungeon with the Black Air Force One gang, you know.
Black Air Force One gang.
Thank you.
You look like you was a little bit concerned too. I saw that gap. I noticed black women do that thing. Black women go like you know
what?
when something catches them a little bit off guard.
Right. You know what? Because you know my instinct. I used to be a corporate trainer, so my instinct is to always jump in and be like, "What can we do to help?"
And let's
go through and break down all the steps.
Oh,
of
corporate
how we're
trainer.
Gonna,
yeah, you would have. Pull your fucking hair out.
I'd have put you out of class. Yeah.
I had math tutors that used to punch me. Come on, you could do it. Like, I'm telling you, man.
No,
slow start.
I was with the math
and stuff.
I was slow to math, quick to English and creative writing.
No, that's
English. What you mean? Like
I was really good at English. Like I always passed my English, like all my English courses.
Wait, but that's what I'm saying. Cause at my school, English kind of went weird. Like it started off as English. But that category became like the general writing and the reading courses, all
that.
I was
good at all that.
So when you say English, though, what do you mean? Like grammar and shit? Or
just
like
anything, any class that had to do with grammar, writing, creative writing, story, all that shit, I was like, all right, I'm on to that.
That's my brain, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I got all that. But when it came to math, nigga.
I can't add to this day. I was just telling somebody how.
I was an algebra bum. Yeah. I had to do so much tutoring. To get my grades to D's and C's in 11th, 12th grade, man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Look, this is okay. I just admitted this to somebody yesterday, but I was talking about how when I was a kid, my dad had a bunch of albums at the house, and it was he had a album of Jackson 5.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, this was before Randy joined the lineup. So this was the original 5. And I was like, so if Randy joined, that would make them the Jackson 4. And my dad was like, no.
Wow.
And I was so bad at math as a child.
So you added a member and came up with less numbers. That shit was crazy.
And I was dead serious.
Now, me and Jackson,
like, no.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I wasn't that dumb.
I was terrible.
I know how to add up. But, nigga, I knew plus and minus.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it was X equals this plus 4 equals pleasure or whatever the fuck, I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
None of that makes
sense. What Talon's saying, Sunset Park, how a letter equal a fucking number, man?
It's... I was terrible at...
It's acting. That's the way you look at it. It's just the letter...
Math!
Well, no. As far as the letter representing a number.
Mm-mm.
Then, nigga, I should be in theater class. What the fuck are we talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Just picture X. What happens if X pretends to be a 3?
No.
This nigga's a genius when it comes out of math and all that shit. You a math major?
I got a degree in math.
Yeah, you got a degree in math.
Why would you have done that?
Why? All right,
here's why. This is the crazy thing, too, how I ended up with a degree in math. It was I started off doing computers, right? But I ain't even have a computer. I just knew.
This is a theme. Playing
the Oregon Trail in
here's
school.
Here's the deal. I got into college, right? Okay. I had no intentions on going, but I had stole so much stuff from that CVS that I was working at the time that the sheriff was posting warrants on my mom's door. So I know I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, I've been accepted to colleges, but I've been wilding my whole senior year of high school. So now I get accepted, and I'm like, all right, boom. Pitt was the closest far away as I could get from Philly on in-state tuition. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So boom, I got all the way out there, and I just picked a major, computer science, because I heard you can make money.
Right.
But I ain't even own a computer. Yes. So I'm fucking around my first year. I learned all of the little, you know, this dude got the answers. And boom, boom, boom. We find out. No one changes tests or homework. So, boom, everybody who got shit from the previous year, they just giving it to us. I'm rolling with the athletes. Boom.
Yeah,
athletes, they going to get it.
They always
They going to get it, nigga.
Always.
I remember taking an astronomy exam with white women laying on the floor in the back of the theater. Like, they was on the floor
six is D. Not surprised.
7 is A. And I'm like, wow, was college is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I was just with them. Like, right? So,
yep. That's what they do. Yeah.
Sophomore year, I'm realizing I don't know nothing. And I'm like, you know what I mean? I got a baby on the way, all this shit. I'm like, I got to get out of here now. You know what I mean? So it was like, what can I still graduate in 4 years if I start over with a new major?
Math.
And they was like, well, you done already knocked out all this math shit. So if you just keep going with the math, you'll be done in 4 years. And I was like, all right.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even realize my school had 40,000 students in it. 80 declared math majors. 80 declared math majors.
I was 40,000.
Yeah, I was just in here with a bunch of nerds, like all the motherfuckers that I would do like labs with and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't relate to these niggas at all.
Smart. You gotta understand. Shout out to my homie David Soltowski from grade school. David was one of the MG kids. He was mentally gifted, but he loved his black friend Derek, right?
Yeah.
So when he saw black friend Derek struggling, or I was out a day, he was like, look, the social studies test was a breeze. I got 100 on it.
Yeah.
Study the answers. Go into Mr. Rubin's class and knock that shit out. I'll see you at recess.
You cool?
White nerds.
Yeah.
I made friends with a lot of white nerds, man.
Lives.
And they got my black ass through grade school.
We doing everything that we doing now.
Yeah.
Look at these white nerds we got working for. White nerds.
It's a fucking control room.
Hey, turn the camera on in there, Dylan.
It's a control room full of white nerds. These niggas help us land the plane.
Hey, no, seriously, Dylan. Does anybody black work in production here at Gas?
No.
Post-production?
Huh? Post-production?
I think we have
the
back of the bus.
Who does that?
Come in late night and turn the lights back on.
But it's not even
systemic. This is a systemic issue that we need to break down right now.
Listen.
I had a conversation with Harrington a couple weeks ago. We talked about that where he's talking about how he has no interest in being on the microphone. He has no interest in being a comic. He's like, even if at the largest level of a comic, I can only sell out Madison Square Garden twice a year. He said, versus as a producer, I can sell out Madison Square Garden 300 times a year.
Harrington said this?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Shout out to Pete Davidson. He had a sold out show at the Garden yesterday.
Nice.
New York Still Rises. Right. It was the September 11th benefit.
That's one.
I bet it was amazing.
I bet you there was some production motherfucker back. Who's been there for everything. But yeah, so it's comedy? Stand up?
All stand up. He had like amazing. A melee of stand ups go up.
Ooh,
it was the most magical shit I've ever seen. I saw Bill Burr flip the room upside down. And then I had to leave so we could do our show. But the second half of the show, I heard, was like fucking a miracle.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Pete and all the great comics yesterday. I saw so many comedians yesterday. The Bill Burrs, the Wanda Sykeses, the Jon Stewarts of this world. Dave Chappelle was there. Keith was there. Fucking John Mulaney. All
everybody.
It was a goddamn vibe yesterday. So shout out to talking about sold out. Garden. Not the theater.
They not going
to
do it again this year.
Not where Jada Kissing was at. not this New York.
We that got was, grams.
Hey, the Garden like has split them two rooms up. Yeah, the theater's for niggas. And we going to get...
Systemic, yeah. Once again.
You think the Wildin' Out dudes could sell out the whole Garden, though? Because I didn't realize they'd be selling like that. I remember one day I landed in Philly... And my Uber was $70 to get from the airport. It was surging so bad. And I'm like, I was so mad. I'm like, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, man, wilding out. You know, they just let out at the Wachovia. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't even realize they were selling out stadiums,
Because
there's some people, sell out the Garden.
Like, there's some people who literally fuck the city up when they come. Like, when Drake comes to a city, it's shut the fuck down. Yeah. Traffic is crazy.
Kev did that. I remember when Kev did that the first time. He sold out. Two shows at the Garden, back to back. I was like, Kevin Hart is a different motherfucker, man. Mm. I said, damn, he got the trains delayed.
That is.
So I was like, yeah. So it's a real
amazing
thing.
That's yeah.
Magnitude is a big.
But when
thing.
Mia Jackson comes to a city, most people are like, who?
Well, let's tell her who. Yeah, because we've been running around. We've been getting our faces. You know, we've been really finding out our value on the road. We appreciate it.
You will.
We appreciate
the road will humble you.
We found out like, okay. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes at our own show, Black Ass Comedy, we be in the show like, hey man, how many of y'all know who we are?
Let's go rung deeper. I'm at a show. Me and this nigga doing shows in Chicago. Some woman thought it was me on stage when he was on.
No.
Stage.
Oh yeah, that was the
best. That was the best.
So, wait, I like, don't know how this. Like,
okay,
did
so
you say this
I'm about
after?
To close my set. I done did a whole half hour.
Hot
here.
Half too.
Half
Hot half.
30 minutes. Of we you. Done counted to 60, 30 fucking times.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I go to close out my set and I go, all right, y'all. If you enjoyed anything I was talking about, make sure you follow me on social media. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us.
Blue Chews.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections.
Dang, because that's all they want. It's the only thing girls want from a dude, man.
Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so there's no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet packaging.
That's dope.
So no one knows. Like
incognito
even chews. If you live with your girl, when the box goes, she's just going to go, baby, there's a package here for you. None does she know. Oh, yeah. She just gave you. The jewels
like, that's gonna keep her in the relationship.
Yeah, what's the thing that Thanos gets?
The Infinity Stones. You just got the Blue Stone five times. Like you got the Blue Stone five times, and then when you snap your fingers, this girl's gonna stay in the relationship for a little while longer.
Yeah, she's not gonna know why you're so excited. You give her a regular box, you go, oh, it's here, and then you take off running. So don't do that. Calm down when the box get there.
Yeah.
So if you could benefit from a little bit of extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. But yeah, for more details and more important safety information, here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew for free if you use our promo code NNFA at checkout.
NNFA. A checkout.
Just got to pay $5 for shipping. That's it. $5? $5 for shipping to
Five.
Get longer lasting chewable
she
erections?
She ain't going to talk about you no more, fellas. They ain't going to be rumoring to the girl. My man can't get me off. He don't know how to knock it out. Blue Chews.
Yeah, so go to BlueChew.com, use promo code NNFA, and receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
Let's get back to the show. Let's get back into it. Dear lady goes, already did. And I'm like, you did? Did I mention it earlier? Or yeah, the great boy, right? You're the great boy.
I'm the great boy.
No. No.
Oh, you think I'm Derek?
No.
So then I had to double check because I always self-analyze. Well, maybe I said something. So I just took a poll from the audience. I said, hey, how many of you by round of applause thought I was Derek? Like a cricket. Like, and it was just like this lady.
Just.
And, oh, no. She goes, oh, shit. Like.
Oh, like, was this a white lady?
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I don't even know why I asked. I should've
absolutely
known. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, no, Chicago, no. They are a bit strange. Mm-hmm. Even the blacks were like, could they walk up to you? They don't say hello.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Yeah, they just walk right up with a phone in your hand. Can I get your Instagram?
Like they collect at the them. Phone
yeah.
When they give it.
They collect like them like Pokemon. They just walk right up to you. Can I get your Instagram? And you're like, do you even know who I am? And a black woman, a comic was like, yeah, you Derek, right? Which one are you? And
nigga,
like,
that's loose uses for the word comic. Holy shit.
Listen, I don't need.
That's
don't,
loose
I'm
uses.
About to say, don't you get him right.
On
don't
the word comic.
Don't
of them fucking fucks we saw.
Don't get
Chicago.
Him started.
What do you mean, Derek?
Don't you,
man?
Look, I can already see the. I don't. When he gets the twinkle, I've seen a twinkle in his eye when he gets to the chat about new comics.
Everybody knows.
Now,
I know.
Do you know how many crushed souls have come to me and been like, "This guy, I had a conversation with a comic, and he said," and I was like, "Was that Derek?" And they were like, "How'd you know?" And I'm like, "This has happened 3 times."
Yeah,
to me.
This is how
about him.
Savage Derek is the photographer at the show in Chicago. She goes, "Hey, I think you know my sister." And he's like, "Yeah, I know her." Then totally fucked her. He then fucked her sister. Had sex with her. And the lady, she just kind of tested it. I think you know my sister. Yeah, I know your sister. I'm like, God damn, this nigga.
Oh.
Sweet girl.
Derek.
Nice lady.
Derek.
I went, nice lady.
Derek.
Yeah.
God.
You did the, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah, yeah,
good girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know that, Mia? Like when.
You know the yeah. Yeah.
So, oh.
Anytime with somebody, you be like, yeah, you know my homegirl? I'm like, yeah, good girl.
If
good
a nigga
girl.
Go, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
That mean they done already.
That is. Yeah. I think you know she knew.
She knew.
She knew, and she was gonna test to see what he. But it was just so funny.
A nice lady. Oh.
Nice lady.
But Mia.
Nice lady.
Mia. The nigga didn't even look up from his phone. Yeah, I know her.
God damn it!
I said straight. Black Air Force One energy, son.
You have to understand what we do here, man. Yeah. So, a lot of. But Chicago was great as a whole.
It was
a vibe. I enjoyed everything about the North Side. I ain't gonna lie. We didn't go to the South Side, but I was told we got to go to Riddles next time we go out there. We got to go to Riddles. That's the black club.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't do that
one. Nope.
You probably shouldn't do that one yet.
Nope.
That joint is black. They
I'm
had
still
J.
trying to figure out black ass comedy
watch
show.
Out there now on a recent clip. Yeah, you might want to sit that one.
Mr. Putnam and the dogs.
You and Mr. Putnam need to stay in the car on that one.
Yeah, I'll be.
But let me and Dave do that.
Could you go though? Could he just go?
Oh yeah,
he can go. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't think Young Dylan should get on that stage.
Okay,
I agree.
We pretty want to stay just some places. It's pretty brutal. Last night was a tough one for me.
Last night was a tough one, bro.
What happened last night?
I want to let you know. I did Philly this weekend. 2 amazing shows.
I don't believe you.
Bad comp. That's fine. Don't believe me, Dave.
I don't believe there were just boomerangs. That was it. Anything could be happening in a boomerang. Nah, but go ahead. So you went to Philly this weekend.
I went to Philly this weekend. I did 2 shows. I did 12 minutes each. I did
where
good. The Pop-In, Adam Nutter show. He has a 7:30 and a 9:30. Cool dude. Yeah, it was a nice little show. Both had 35 people. Second show a little bit lighter. First one was packed out. But it was a good show. White people, they like me.
Okay. So you black people.
Black people. Sometimes don't like me.
Okay.
And
it's not that they don't like you. Black people are just honest. White people are not honest. That's the thing you got. Nigga, you understand how many times I've been fired from a job, like after the motherfucker shook my hand.
Oh,
man, we're great. We love you. Like, white people are not honest, man.
That's true.
I remember one time I got fired as a security guard because I was sleeping at the front desk when the motherfucker came in and they saw me sleep.
Well.
But they invited me up for pizza.
Of course they did.
That was their, hey, we already called.
That's your last meal.
Right. You had to get, that's how you get enticed and trapped. Yeah.
Remember when white people give you a chance,
Dave. Good fellas when they made Joe Pesci a made man.
Yeah.
And they led him to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Opened the door, it was nothing. He was like, oh, fuck. And they put two in the back of his head.
Black people don't do that. We'll tell you
shot him in the back
stop
of his
right
head.
There. Right. We don't like it.
Don't
we're
even
done.
Hey, whoa.
So, yeah.
I did my homework yesterday, though.
Was the
Derek
you watched some Def Jams?
What? Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Learn the language, man. Because he was like all distraught. Like, I don't know why black people
no, wait, here it is. And I'm not, I don't mean to critique you on the podcast to make it shitty, but here's the thing. It's like, I was just talking to somebody else about this. The dude that died on our show last week, the half white, half black guy who came out and talked a lot about the half white, half black shit up front. And I'm like, listen, that formula, we don't need to get to, black audiences don't need to get to know you. Like, the white audiences, they want to... So my
you?
Mother is this
what's
and I'm
story?
That, and that's pretty weird. Like, yeah. And I get it. That's the formula that a lot of people follow when
right,
you got
right,
to
right.
New York. With a black audience, they just need to know you're in control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come out and assert yourself with that microphone. Yo. I'm on here now.
Yeah.
I'm about
this
to do
true.
My thing. And they, okay.
Well, that's what Derek said. He goes, it's like, did you say showmanship? You're like, just go watch Def Jam. He goes, I don't want you to watch it for the jokes, for whatever. He goes, I want you to watch it for how they hold the mic, you know, how they command themselves on stage. And I think, like, I even watched, like, the Rich Voss one, even though he's a little...
Voss still kind of...
A little weird
and the whole thing was, he was the white dude. Steve Harvey brought him out. But Voss had a confidence. You got to have a certain kind of...
This, yeah, because, like, I remember one time I did a show, and, like, I had been doing a, you know, I started doing mainstream shows from the beginning, and I go to this club, and I just remember I was very timid, like, the first night where I was like, hey, guys, how's everything going? And they were just like, no, I mean, like, I could feel it, and I was like, oh, they don't like me. And then the next night, I just came out just super aggressive right off the bat where I was just like... We're not doing the shit that happened last night. And they were like,
yeah.
And I was like, ooh, okay. And I was like, oh, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Like, I should have just not been afraid yesterday. I should have just been like, let me just come out with a bunch of energy right off the bat. And then they listened. And it was fine. And it was a good show after that. Because I was like, what am I doing before?
It's like an ass smack during sex. You ever get like a not confident ass smack during sex?
And the sound don't even come off. Like, he hit the top. He don't even hit the right part. He don't strike the meat right. That didn't even sound right.
Nigga, you hit all back, nigga.
Yeah.
That's my back.
What are you slapping? Slap the wrong part of the ass. What are you doing?
You can't have a tentative.
You didn't even go,
a tentative
you got
slap.
To go. Open hand and bow. Like, the whole ass. You got to be okay with, like, missing. Just swing hard. She'll respect it.
Right, because there's got to be some reverberation.
Yeah.
You want a little reverb.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're real good at comedy, you smack it, and then you hold the sound in.
Right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's when you know as a comic you got out of control. When you leave a bruise, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Hey, you don't... Oh, all right, I went a little too far. Right?
I'm sorry.
But that's good. Losing control is good. Losing control on stage.
Because
I say a lot of shit on stage, and I'm like, ah, fuck. Like, because I don't even talk the way off stage I do on stage. You know what I mean? Because on stage, it's just like, yeah, whatever comes to my mind. I don't give a fuck.
I just think it's hard being little brother and then going and being, like, this big, confident dude on stage. Like, because, again, this is me being honest. When I'm around my friends and, like, my people, I go, oh, I'm Big Fish here. When I'm around you two, I go, what they're doing on stage, what Eagle Wit is doing on stage, what fucking Napoleon does on stage, I'm like, I'm genuinely in awe. Then it's like, oh yeah, let's let the white kid go up. Yeah. And then I'm like going up, I'm like, hey guys.
Yeah.
You go up there as a confident, strong white
man. Eminem had all black
That's
friends.
What you do. Yes.
Yeah, we need to get you on.
Could that be a new thing?
Though? What?
Probably it's like strong black lady. You just be a strong white man.
I don't think they want that
strong.
And they're
a strong, independent white boy.
And they're not gonna like
you
that.
Don't need no man.
You don't need no black men out here to help you.
Yeah, man. You pretty much got the world in your hand,
bro. Yeah, just go out there and just, yeah. You a, yeah. Yeah.
Even though that is fucked up, though, that we're charging him up with like black charisma and confidence.
That's all I got.
That and him being white is going to make him unstoppable, man. We're creating a goddamn terrorist. You know what I mean? A white boy with black boy swag.
Stop telling black secrets.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make another Chris D'Elia. I'm not.
But that's what happens. And if you stay in there, eventually you win.
I know everybody in this room love that motherfucker, but nah. Sorry.
You're not creating a monster.
My favorite was Bernie Mac on the Def Jam sets.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac, he just keeps going, goes, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
This is a great
Because
set.
The thing is, the truth behind that, then we're going to get into this other shit. Somebody bombed right before him.
Oh yeah.
And Martin
story.
Couldn't save the crowd. So he brought Bernie right up and gave Bernie, he's like, you got to deal with this because I can't get him back. The dude bombed so bad, Martin couldn't rally him back together. So they put Bernie out, but Bernie had he had his face on his jeans. So you can't bomb.
Right.
So that nigga took on himself. I read the story. He took on himself. Was like, I'm not scared of you motherfuckers, boy, but that's because they was being, that crowd was being fucking
That shit was amazing.
Rowdy. So he had to go in there and like, look, nigga, I'm not bombing tonight.
It was great. Kick he would just finish a punchline. All live. He goes, I'm not scared of you motherfuckers.
As a host, so that's why as a host you need to have control over your room so that when people bomb,
his audio book, he had two books. And
Bernie?
Yeah, yeah. And I listened to it years ago. But
you listened to an audio book of Bernie?
Yeah, yeah.
Chapter one.
It was great, but he told the story. He tells that story in the book. Yeah, yeah. This really is amazing. Yeah.
It was a whole thing at that. And then what you going to do? You either going to bomb or you going to be a classic. And he turned that set into a, people watch that to go, I need to be inspired. Mm. Yeah, because Dylan last night, I was like, watch Def Jam. He was like, but Derek, I'm not a black comic. I was like, nigga, that's obvious.
I go, Derek, I don't want to start writing like
I don't
want to
be
comic.
A black comedian. Yeah, I was like, it's not about that.
Yeah. Be yourself. Yeah, but you're just saying, like,
command
get
the
some
room.
Of the command.
Just watch the command.
Own the stage.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, own it the way we own it, not the way own it, where y'all gentrified and put a coffee house in a muffin shop. You do it too much.
And then there's a gimmick, and you bring up, this week we got all one arm motherfuckers telling jokes. Well, tell us a scary story.
He's
going to
do it anyway. He's going to, like, either way. And that's the thing. Because he's young. So
somebody's
going to
come back and play this footage several years from now when he headlined at Madison Square Garden.
You
want to
know what this is like right now? This is like, because I've been making a lot of jokes about the Taliban lately, and I've been talking about these Taliban videos.
You've been talking about the Taliban,
this
bro.
Is like with the Taliban. I don't know if you guys saw those videos. Pull up the video, Taliban cash. I'm telling you, these niggas rolling. But this is what just happened to Dylan. This is like the Taliban just found like $6 million in cash. You know what I mean?
Well, hope they leave us the fuck alone. Just enjoy Afghanistan.
But,
stay the fuck over there.
But
don't
this
do
is
that
what
shit
happened
y'all
to
did
Dylan.
20 years
this
ago.
This is what happened to Dylan. He just found the cash and now he's ready to roll. Is that it? Or did I send you the wrong link?
Just waiting for the commercial. There's a
commercial. It probably is because I'm always on World Star. But yeah, man, have you been keeping up with the Taliban at all the past 20 years?
Can who me?
Yeah,
have I? No.
This nigga really be like
so because you know. I was about to say I feel like you have a lot of information.
Not a lot. I just go to World Star daily. Like World Star, best website, head down.
All right, we got it.
It's there's no bias. It's just facts.
In the mail? He's got $6 million cash in the mail.
So
who's sending the money?
And this is what I love about where the Taliban is now, because it's all videos, nigga. It's all like they got Wi-Fi. They are doing shit, nigga. Like they are. So that's it. They just found cash. And they be posting this shit. Like they posted to show the shit that they got. And I'm like, yo, they up, nigga. They up.
These niggas rappers.
Yeah.
They gonna be holding stacks of money.
This is just missing the little line of like Snapchat text.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, we out here, fire emojis.
Yeah, we outside.
Niggas, what's the other one? Taliban Cribs. Just show that shit.
No. There can't be more.
Instagram and social media is popping. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even figure out what the fuck is real.
Look at the cat. It's 4K.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? They shit look better than our shit. Their videographer is better than our
Look at this artwork. They got the artwork that be at the Chinese food spot.
That is exactly what that
that's
is.
That's Chinese food.
It
art.
Is.
Shut the fuck up.
So that's what I'm saying.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
What am I looking at? Is this real? What's going on, son? Like, well,
this is out of pocket, man. This world is crazy.
Yeah. They got
cameras. The Taliban Cribs.
That is,
and they views is up. They getting their likes up on Instagram and
send
TikTok.
I need to see these. And this is all on World Star.
Well, that's
you
where I go
this?
To get my news.
That
where
is,
you get your news from me.
You're like a Black Fox News.
I do not go to World Star for my news.
Dave go to World Star for his news. Black Air Force for news. Hold on. When a nigga just openly goes, yeah, man, I go to World Star. It's my best news source. I knew about Hurricane Ida before all you niggas because
that
it was on World Star.
Is just is
Here's
this
the thing. They don't, there's no opinion.
I was about to say there's no bias,
yeah,
right?
There's no bias. It's just videos. It's just you take whatever you want out of it.
So you get to
Black
just
Air Force
come
energy.
To your own conclusion.
Yeah.
This is I just
that's what that is.
What?
No, look, I'm gonna do it. I watch news on WorldStar. Black Air Force.
This is
here you go, Dave. WorldStar.
Yeah, man.
So somebody bought this shoe just
A fan of ours made this shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Put a little car absolutely gutted out the bottom of an Air Force One.
That is amazing.
So we started this campaign back in February that the Black Air Force One should be better than the white Air Force One. It's people who wear Black Air Force Ones are crafty. They have skills. They have a particular set of skills
right.
that can be applied positively. And we're showing that they're redeemable characters.
Mia, come white, on with the face.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, like, do you both have, you don't wear black hair. Do you?
All the time. All the time. Yeah.
I wore mine with a Louis Vuitton sweatshirt.
I have to, man. People be showing up now, like, with shirts and a Black Air Force One.
Okay.
So this is a cult here.
Stop saying that word.
Yeah, don't say cult. Don't say cult.
Because we're not going to have niggas drinking Kool-Aid with arsenic in it or no shit like that. It's just a nice following.
Right, don't say, because somebody will use that against you.
What if we just get them to give us 80% of their income?
80%?
Why not? Why not go big?
I watch a lot of cult documentaries.
Yeah, them shits be wild.
Every single one of them. And it always be
white people want something to believe, man.
That is what the crux of it is. It's very much like,
white people,
I wanted to
something
do something to help the
to
world.
Believe.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous.
But it gets people through. It gets
no,
people, like,
it doesn't. Cults don't get
people through.
What you talking about?
Don't.
Yo, people survive Siberian winters, like, you know what I mean?
Because
they have some sort of hope to hold on to.
No,
it's called meditation.
No, people in cults don't have hope. They've been, like, fucked up because they all kind of have the same message across the board. Like, they all work from the same playbook. Yeah,
right.
That's not, they don't play on. They don't play on hope. They play on fear. Like,
yeah,
that's,
but those people, they was gonna fall for somebody's program.
I mean, I would just prefer they just, like, got into, like, a pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
that's what I would prefer.
Stand for something, fall for anything.
But not the cult shit. Like, that is frightening.
Cults are started by motherfuckers who ain't 10 toes down. It's just like
it's one charismatic person.
Yeah, that's 10 toes or what the fuck they believe in.
Yeah.
And they just get a whole gaggle of motherfuckers going to the mountains
with some conviction.
Have you ever seen any of the stuff about Jim Jones and all that kind of stuff? Like the Jonestown stuff?
The Kool-Aid, which was, I think,
was actually Flavor-Aid.
Wow. And they put the acid in there and everybody kills them.
They said I watched a documentary on that. That was like, they pretty much was like,
right,
over a loudspeaker, take this shit, and there was one.
And meet up, ascend.
But there was one older black woman who she hid under her bed. That's how she survived. And I was like, that shit's so fucking amazing to me. Where she was like, when they was like, take the shit, she was like, No, right?
Yeah.
So she heard everybody drop dead.
She heard them make the call, and then she went in, like, when they came checking all the rooms, she was just under the bed. So that's how she survived.
Good for her. I mean,
and I was like, yeah, I thought that was amazing.
But she went in deep, and she saw it. She probably started her own cult after that. She's like, oh, I see how you do it. Like, here's the thing. That's fucked up because their objective was fucked up.
Yeah.
But, like, that's no different than, like, Martin Luther King rallying people up to march to Selma.
Here's the thing.
It's just the goal is different. The objective is different.
That's actually how he got people initially, because it was from a civil rights almost kind of thing, where they said it was very much where he was like, let's get black people and white people together. And, like, people were just like, I love this shit. He's not, he's all about integration and...
He ain't wearing a weird robe.
Yeah,
he got 19
and that
wives.
Shit got yeah. But it was like, but they said
the
like
washes
it
washes with soap and not crystals.
But, yeah, but that's what it was.
But
yeah,
look at but the it, way he was talking. That's the reason why he was killing that, it. His but delivery it, was crazy
initially. Yeah, and then they said like as things got more, you know, because a lot of those people are megalomaniacs, and so yeah. as things got more out of control, which actually part of his inspiration for it though was there was a black guy that was a pastor, and that's where he met with him initially, because they had a whole thing. There's a documentary I think on Showtime about that, but I think his name was god damn it, I can't think of
Cody
his name.
McJohnson.
But pretty much, but no, but it was a black man who did all these amazing Cody. Like things in like the 30s for like civil rights and all stuff, and pretty much they had a cult too, and then that's where he got his inspiration from. And it's just the wildest shit I'd ever
so
seen.
You gotta rally up.
Yeah,
this man.
Yeah, it's
if you're yeah. gonna be a shepherd, you're gonna need some sheep.
Yeah.
yeah. No, I mean, you do, like, yeah. all right, even if, like, all right, even if you don't have a cult, right? Let's just say you do pretty well and you got a nice house with a staff.
Okay.
That staff, they kind of like a cult. Ain't
no, they not. They no, paid workers.
They're paid. Yeah, these people are like the black cult that I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, these people gave up their whole lives. And it was like a married couple
that
went in and started living separately, where they were like, no, we're brother and sister now.
Oh,
we're not
no.
husband and wife. And
yeah,
like, it's, that shit is, I mean, I wish I could
you
think of the name of the document.
Yeah, dick and people, pussy to other people, and you supposed to, yeah.
Ain't that what them dudes, though, them dreadhead dudes in the park, hey, sis, come here, sis.
Not,
like,
not the black Israelites.
But I'm just saying, black dudes that talk like that. Because there's a lot of black dudes.
Are you talking about like
Great Rival Queen?
Hotep adjacent.
The
Hotep.
Right.
People.
That's
yeah.
their whole method when they call a chick sis, which is a weird
oh,
way
I
to
don't.
A chick.
I, when somebody says that to me, I'm like, no, thank you. No, thank
sis.
You.
Sis.
You sound unemployed,
and this right here, this
sis.
When it's like,
sis.
Queen, I'm like, get the queen. Fuck away from me. I am not a queen. No.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm no.
I know what that shit is about.
I'm not a queen,
I'm
nigga.
Not
don't
a
you
queen.
Call me no queen.
Don't you
you're
dare.
Gonna, you're gonna, well, you're gonna folded hands just, me into a goddamn polygamous relationship.
Yeah.
It's gonna be me and five other bitches going, why are we with this nigga with dreads? Why are we with this nigga with this?
And it's
ass?
Always somebody with dreads. Yeah, I don't want to be in that life. I don't want that. Don't do this to me.
This nigga got
a
gold dashiki on, and yeah. we all like, I want to have it. Why? How did he do it to us?
Yeah. I don't want to do it. Hey, sis. Hey, queen. Hey, oh. Hey, no.
Earth, grand nope. rising.
I don't want to hear that shit
dude,
at all.
My
don't
baby mom
me?
Started with these grand rising. Ah, and I'm like, all right, I just got to keep the peace. I can't call it out. You know what
grand
I mean?
Rising.
Everything,
grand
rising. Everything, yeah. Because I'll send.
Grand rising.
I'll
send good morning, grand rising.
Yeah, I'll send them a text every now and again, a good morning to her and my daughters. Just
grand
like,
rising.
Hey, good morning, ladies. And she's grand rising.
Grand rising.
Grand rising,
like,
king.
What?
Grand rising, queen.
What?
Yeah, I don't lie. Yeah, no, none of that.
I jokingly do it.
But I know. Yeah,
as a
I don't.
Flirt,
yeah.
I flirt with chicks by saying that because I'm like, I'm going to use that whole
but you don't
shit.
Have dreads. So that's why I know. That's why they know it's not.
Yeah, they think I'm conniving because I got Superman curls.
You
and
do.
Shit.
Yeah. And you don't have on layers in the summer.
Nah,
niggas wear a lot of clothes in the summer, too.
Yeah. So
them niggas be have. They have like the shirt where they fold it up and put a vest
you
on.
Know what
and
cracks
it's
you
like,
up about,
it is 80.
You know what cracks you up about for them black Israelite dudes? They basically dress. Like the people in church dress on Easter Sunday celebration. So they dress like the Roman guards that put Jesus on the cross, but they do that in the park. And you'd be like, wow. Yeah. So
nope.
I've seen it all.
Nope. Yeah. I don't.
Pretty
yeah.
wild. Pretty wild stuff.
Sis. When I just. I, it,
excuse me, sis.
The approach I'm is on. Always. Yo, it's funny we talk about this. Is this one other video, Dylan? Pull up the ring light holler. Because I think this dude was saying sis. Also,
I need to hear
ring
it.
Light holler.
Oh,
I
yeah,
gotta see
this is the best way. Real quick, Mia, what's the craziest way anyone has ever tried to get your attention to holler at you? Like, straight up,
because you
because we seen a nigga, remember,
blessed.
We seen a nigga in
so,
Minneapolis.
Yeah, I mean,
nigga in Minneapolis was like, yo, what works? What works? And I'll say that. And I was like, wow, that's the wildest shit I've ever
what
seen in my life.
Works.
Yeah, it was the wildest shit I've ever seen. My man was like, Miss. Tell me what works.
But you know
and
what?
I'll
I appreciate that though. I would, if somebody asks, that's a nice That's a nice
thing. Not the way he yelled it. This shit.
Nah, oh, it was disrespectful. Oh, it was a disrespectful.
It wasn't disrespectful. It was.
It was a plea.
He didn't know no better.
Yeah, he did cop a plea.
He didn't know no better. He was just like, hey, look, I want that badly. What do I got to say? He was just being very honest, flat out. But it was aggressive.
I would appreciate honesty. I'm trying to think.
Shout out to Brooklyn Park, nigga. That's oof.
I'm trying to think. What have I been, what has been yelled at me in the streets before? I remember when I came back in May and it was Mother's Day weekend and I walked outside and the dude just drove by and he was like, Happy Mother's Day, Juicy. And I was like, okay, Juicy. Was like,
Happy Mother's Day,
okay.
Juicy.
I was like, I mean, I don't have kids, but
one time.
I
but
was
if
like,
you stopped and you smiled.
I very much was like,
yeah, Biggie got niggas. When she grin, I'm in games again. Like that's what Biggie said.
I was like, don't say Juicy.
When she grin, I'm in games again. That shit.
I had on a whole one piece jogging suit too, and I was like, the suit's working. I was like, I didn't know that this cotton was gonna capture anybody today, but it did it.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
Get called Juicy on the day.
Yeah, I listen. Juicy? I felt great.
All right, play this video. This is a guy trying to holler at this girl. So basically, he came to the door.
Like, you beautiful as hell to me. I was gonna ask, can I? Please, like, you beautiful as hell to me.
What is this beard he got? This thing got paper on his chest.
It does look like lint.
I don't be seeing, you. Plus, I be going back and forth to school. Cause like, I play basketball. I'm trying to make.
But he starts running down his credits. This is the funniest shit. Back it up like 5 seconds, cause he's like, he's just gonna shoot a shot. Cause she goes, you know what time it is?
Cause like, I play basketball. I'm trying to make the NBA. I'm in the G League.
In the G
and I do tattoos too. So like, that's I'm trying to really fuck with you. Like you fun as fuck. Like when I first seen you up here, I like, damn, she fun.
He a little bit autistic.
How do you go from
maybe a lot of it.
The G League to tattoos?
That's what I'm saying. He just started running down his value. You know what I mean? Like. You ain't never talked to autistic people. There's a lot of autistic people at comedy shows. I don't know if you noticed.
And they
that.
Run down their credits.
Yeah, like that's not just the comedians, the people.
Audience.
Oh, people, yeah. When they come up and talk to you, you realize like, oh yeah, there's no screening process to get in here. Like anybody can come in that's got the money to buy a ticket.
It's inclusive.
Right. And you start seeing that, like, look away, no eye contact, like, yeah, I do comedy too, you know? And you're like, shit.
Do you have to do that?
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Because the answer is out there in space somewhere.
It's a nice lady. It's a nice lady.
Like he said, is Tupac hot? This nigga got his chest on the camera.
Yeah.
So I'm in the G League.
G League, and I do tattoos. That is.
Fine as fuck.
That is a lot.
Right?
That sounds southern too. That sounds, was that a Georgia
you
accent?
Fine as fuck.
Or was that Florida, you think?
That sounds very southern. Yeah.
It looks that like beard Florida. Was very southern.
It looks like Florida?
What the hell that was.
Yeah. That looked like a Florida beard.
It just looked like he just was like, listen, I'm going to go right into the little lint trap.
Give me this little mustache. And I'm going to make a mustache on my beard.
I'm going to dye it black and then I'm going to glue it to my face.
Now, all right, real rap, because I've never had the fortune of someone just ringing my bell trying to offer me pussy. You know what I mean? So,
well,
like,
you,
how? That's pretty flattering. This guy, like, she don't even have, she didn't even
though?
Order it. It's, I mean.
That is frightening.
That's frightening.
Yes.
When a girl do it, it's not as frightening. You'd be like,
right,
she's probably crazy, but goddamn, I'm enjoying myself.
Right. And, yeah, she's crazy.
Would you about to say something, Natalie?
Oh, I was going to say it would be a little stressful because he said he passes by your house every
day.
Like, no,
yeah, he said he lives downstairs. Yeah, he said that. He lives downstairs.
Yeah, that's
now
just
if
funny.
You don't want to see this guy, you got to see him every day.
For y'all, terrible.
Oh,
for me,
for
that's
sure.
kind of funny.
For sure. Yeah. No, that's, okay. When I went into the building recently, like, there was a person that was standing outside on the stoop.
Okay.
And then I would go in the building and he had boxes of tissue and shit with him. So I thought he was a delivery person. And he was like, oh, you going in? I was like, oh, something he's bringing shit in. I get to my door and dude was like, guess what? I forgot my keys. Can I just come in through your apartment and go through the fire escape to? And I was like, oh, no, I just met a murderer.
That's how niggas get murdered.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. And he wasn't trying to holler, but I was like, he this is the fear that women have. Oh, I was like, and I just had to, I was just at the door and I just go, oh, I'm just visiting. I was like, I can't. And I also want to be like, you know, I know you want to murder me. You know, like you, like I, like you know that I know, like I don't, I'm not letting you in to murder me. Like I watch shows.
I watch shows.
I watch shows. I know. But like so that's when somebody's, it, but it's people like that that are just like, I don't see what the, and it's like, no, no, this is a fear, you know? So as a woman, if somebody's just popping up at the door, you're like, the fuck? Like now I can't, now I got to look every time I go to my car to get the mail, just anything. Like, so yeah, for women, that is just.
But all right, now this is the thing, and I don't want to take away from the, to say that the fear is not valid, because it is.
It is.
But how, like, where does your fear come from? Have you been assaulted that way?
No, well, no, like, because well, here's the thing, Christ, right? I was like,
but you have you been assaulted? Saying, like, have period. You, have no, not, well, not period, no, but like, no. Have you come out of your house and someone was waiting? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
nobody's been waiting, but I do remember many, many years ago. And so I will say this, like, because
wait a minute. Everyone's laughing. Did I ask an inappropriate fucking question?
It's not inappropriate.
No,
God, you need for apologies, nigga.
No, like, no, don't say sorry, but nigga, we are trauma baiting right now.
Well, I'm not trauma baiting. I just want to know where the shit come from. From.
No,
like,
that's trauma bait.
It comes from men, the fear. But that's where the fear comes from.
All right, like, all right. Hold
but
on.
What I'm saying is, no. So what? So now I did have a situation many years ago where there was somebody who was interested in me, and then like he came to my house once. We hung out, but like nothing happened. Like we were just watching movies and stuff. And then like after a while, I was like, this dude's kind of a fucking creep. Like
okay,
I don't want
okay,
him.
Okay, okay, okay.
And this is how I knew he was a creep, because I when I went to the bathroom,
he was sniffing the couch.
No, I saw my doorknob turning while I was
shit.
In the bathroom, and I was like, I gotta get this dude out of my house.
Right.
So now after that, I didn't talk to him anymore. And then we lived in the same subdivision, and maybe like several months later, just one day out of the blue, dude was like, hey, so man, you know, your voice sound real crystal clear. I mean, you live right around the street, so I'ma just come over there. And I was like, I'm
you just go, I'ma just
called you?
He didn't called, and he was like, he was like, man, you just sound
he just said, I'ma just
real cool. I'ma just come on over there. And I was like, don't, I was like, do not
I'ma just come,
come to my house. I was like, you cannot. And I was living by myself at the time. And I was like, you can't come over here. And he was like, no, I'ma just come over there. And I was like,
no,
I'm telling you, if you come, I'm gonna try my best to fuck you up. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but it was very much where I was, and I had to leave. Like I had to leave and go to my friend's house. I was like, this dude might just show up.
Every woman need a bat if they don't own a gun.
Yeah,
get yourself a nice bat.
I just feel
good
like,
to love a bat.
I feel like it's more of the other girls is gonna pull up. I've seen more videos on Worldstar of girls pulling up to other girls' house, like, bitch, come out. Come out and fight me. And you're like, oh shit, that's your problem.
And you need a bat for them too.
Yeah. But that's the thing, because it's like the
we need to make a no need for apologies bat. Black bat, NNFA on it. Yeah, we need to get in there.
No,
Dillian, I need you to look up bats.
But the level of fear from another woman is like, but it's like, that's something where you feel like you can fight fairly, because
no,
you just
I see
like,
a lot of chicks come out and lose. Bad.
Oh no, for sure. But I'm saying, but you can handle that as opposed to I will pull somebody's hair.
Yeah,
but yeah, but no, but if some, but if a man comes over, then you're like, I don't know what might.
Niggas
I don't know
can't
what might
fight
happen.
These days,
but they
everybody
can strangle
pussy.
The fuck out of somebody like that kind of shit can. I mean,
strangle? Ooh.
Yes.
Nah, man.
Strangling hard, man. See, that's the thing. I don't think people think what motherfuckers is capable of, man. Like, ooh,
murder. They're capable of murder.
I guess
but,
so.
If I could be a positive nigga in this.
Appreciate it.
People that are capable of murder, the motherfucker they trying to murder, are capable of trying not to get murdered. So it's a good fight.
It is, yeah.
And if you really
if you wanna,
figure it out, if you want to live, you're going to live.
You'll try. Yeah, no, you really, but sometimes people are caught unaware.
Something go off in your head. Yeah. You remember on the Hulk? Remember the first season of the Hulk, Bill Bixby? And he was trying to find what that thing is. Remember a mother and a son got in a car accident? Car flipped, mother got out, lifted the
he
car up,
the car,
pulled the son out, and he was like, what is that?
Love.
So there's something, there's got to be something that, you know, motherfucker don't want to do that evil. There's got to be some good to counteract that.
But I do have friends that have had these kind of situations before.
So you've had
like,
some close ones give you to validate. Okay.
No, I'm saying I've had friends that have been like, this
in
person
trouble.
Won't leave me alone. Like, this person will not stop bothering me. Yeah, like this person won't, they like, they showing up at different places and things like that. But like I said, because I am tall, I think a lot of times that will keep people from being like, oh, I'm not going to really try you because I don't know what you might do, you know. But yeah, I've had plenty of friends be like, I don't feel safe right now because of some dude, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Dylan, can we get some plug music, man? Let's go ahead and
I know we may. Fast. I made things sad.
No.
That's why we do plugs. Go ahead and get
No, we got plugs to bring it. It's the intermission.
It's a little palate test.
But this is what the fuck they need to know. Thank you, me and Jackson, for coming on the show. Yeah, me and talking this shit with us.
Tell the people where they can find you if they're looking for you.
Oh, my gosh. I can be found just, you know, on the interwebs. I got a website, MiaJackson.com, and an Instagram, Twitter, at Mia Comedy. So, that's where I can be found.
All right, no doubt.
Hey, got any shows coming up?
Hey, God, what am I doing? I mean, I'm just out here in these streets.
Work.
You know, just getting back into it, really. So.
Absolutely, yeah, the flow.
Yeah,
just. Motherfuckers are really getting back into the flow. It's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah.
The city is coming back after that show I saw last night. Yeah, it's comedy amazing. Is the one thing that lives out here. Go ahead, Dave, what you got?
Hey, man, follow our podcast if you're not already. NNFA Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter. Check out some of the bonus contents and the videos, all the little behind the scenes stuff they're putting up there. It's done. We taped Mike and Raff.
We taped the fuck
we
out of Mike
We taped
and
Mike and Raff. God damn, the mixtape.
The comedy mixtape.
Thank you, everybody, who showed up Wednesday to the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Directed by Dylan DeGree.
Yeah, Dylan, motherfucker did a good job. Thing. I mean, I'm proud of the entire NNFA team. We all
NNFA
came together.
NNFA team.
It was a rough little pull off, but we did that shit. You know what I mean? Like, Derek and I just got back into it. Like, it was, I was tired. I was tired.
I was very sleepy.
I was definitely tired. My girl was like, why did you sit down all the time? I'm like, I always sit down. She was like, no, you had like no energy. I was like, oh, I was really fucking beat. But
we were beat.
We pulled
Chicago
it off.
Beat us up because it was so great.
So what do you think? Like, probably about a month before we have it ready?
Thanksgiving around that
I got to figure out where
or
I want to put it first.
Yeah, we got to do marketing first before.
That's right. Yeah. Let's market.
I mean,
but the taping is done. Everybody who was there, that was legendary. Shirts were given out.
Thanks for the graphics. The people who listen to the show. Thanks for hitting me up, young man named Biko Walker. Thanks for the cover. Thanks for all the fans. Alex, thanks for making those flyers, those Ninja Turtle flyers for the show.
I'm telling you, we really all came together, man. Yeah. Like the fans, the community, that was dope. I'm looking forward to doing more.
I'm saying it right now. I'm gonna say it. Just so y'all know, Mike and Raff, the B-sides, give us like 6 months. We'll have something else. And we can record in another city.
Yeah. So, but every Sunday, there's Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms. My book, Influencer, is out available on my website. My special, the second one, which I think I'm going to open that up soon. I think I've gotten all I can get off of it during the paywall. So I think I'm going to let it go for like a month. Let y'all run the views up on YouTube.
Well, no, get us up to 4,000 followers, subscribers, and then do that.
I was just about to say
we're
that,
at 3,800.
38.2, which is ridiculous. Let's get the four.
Let's get the four.
Like, share.
Come on, what are we doing?
We asking for 4,000 subscribers. That's it. I can make wonders with 4,000.
Yeah.
Shit.
So,
we come together, we can pack out everywhere.
Yeah, 4,000 is enough. Yeah.
Go grab your mother's account. Go grab your sister's account. Go grab your daughter's account. Subscribe to No Need for
Calls. Your daughter has multiple accounts. Multiple. As a father of daughters, let me explain to you. Every little girl has 10 fucking Instagram accounts.
Right. So she can set up
for all her personalities.
Yeah.
So she can
it's
set
a bunch
up
of schizoids out here.
But they learn it from us. They learn it from us. That's us and our fake personalities and being who we are to everybody here and there. So our kids have mastered it.
Yeah.
And they're out there fucking taking TikTok to the next level.
Yeah, man.
Mia, we was talking a little bit about the Black Air Force One shoe. What do you know about Black Air Force One edition? Today's episode is brought to you by
Blue Blocks.
Blue light glasses, man. Dude, these things are a lifesaver, man. I remember at the end, like when the pandemic started, I had to do so many Zoom shows. I would get fucking headaches.
Yeah.
From fucking staring into the Zoom screens with the ring light, going back and forth. These things made everything fucking easier. Like, boom, you block out all of the blue light. You're good. They improve your mood. They do everything. The founders of Blue Blocks were not happy with the quality and lack of science behind leading blue light blocking technology brands, so they decided to create their own. They have over 40 frames to choose from, and they're all made from high-quality lenses designed to get more work done during the day and sleep better at night. But more importantly, they look really cool. I've got the Peter Parkers.
Hey, can somebody, I need them to send me another pair of either Cali Sleeps or like an aviator style. Can I get an aviator style set of blue blocks? Can y'all please send me the aviator style?
My daughter,
turtle shell, if you could.
My daughter's got the little princess joints with the little colorful. It's like, even the kids like them.
Even the kids like the blue because it's pretty oranges.
Yeah. So get your energy back, sleep better, and block out the unhealthy effects of blue light from your computer, phone, and TV with Blue Blocks blue light glasses. Get 15% off your order by going to blueblocks.com/NNFA or enter code NNFA at checkout. That's BLUBLOX.com/NNFA for 15% off, or just use the code NNFA at checkout.
NNFA at checkout. No need for apologies at checkout.
What do I know about them? Okay. I've just recently started buying sneakers myself.
Nice. Okay. Somebody getting a check.
I'm getting into it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not a lot. And my sister has been into sneakers for a long time. And so she was telling me, she was like, you know, people, you know, she's like, people wear Air Force Ones again. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. She was like, it's a thing again on the street. So I don't know. I feel like this shoe is accosting me.
No, it's talking to you.
I feel like this shoe is, I feel like.
Getting kicked
it's
a little
creeping.
Bit.
It should have on a Tupac shirt.
It's called the pull up. It's pulling up.
I'm going to fuck with you. You know what I mean? Like, look, I do podcasts.
I feel like, I remember there was a conversation on Clubhouse one time. I think you might have been, maybe you were on there. And I feel like y'all was talking
Clubhouse,
about.
I'm so glad
I haven't. Me too. But I feel like y'all were talking about these being fight shoes or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I know about.
That was a part of the negative connotation.
Right. Yeah. So you're trying to, okay.
We're trying to change.
You're trying to rebrand.
Because the kids have started their own trends on TikTok. So the kids, the Black Air Force One energy is there with the kids.
So should I get a...
I'm staying in this summer. You see what I'm saying?
I think you should.
What should I do? Because I do want some black sneakers.
I think you should at least pay attention a bit more to people with Black Air Force Ones. Don't count them out.
Don't count them out.
But, like the white shoe, that guy's worthless. Like that guy can't do anything. That's the... Go ahead.
This one will fight me or no?
He'll fight somebody for you.
He'll fight somebody for you.
Okay. Yeah, you. Okay. If you got a dude that wear these, guess what? Ain't nobody showing up at your door like, yo, I'm trying
You're
to fuck
right.
with you.
You,
nah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no.
Black Air Force One dude, he gonna go downstairs and knock on the door and be like, hey, homie, I need to talk to you. White Air Force One dude,
that's what I want.
You should press charges. You should probably file a protection from abuse or some sort of restraining order. You know, like, but you know the type. It's,
yeah, that nigga's afraid of stains. Black Air Force One
is not.
They ready to ride.
Okay.
White Air Force One afraid of them stains. Okay. Black Air Force One, let's get busy.
My girl just got a new apartment. You know who hung up all them TVs? The nigga with the Black Air Force
Ones. On. Yeah. Crafty.
Okay.
See?
Okay.
Guy with the white Air Force Ones, he's on...
he's not to be trusted.
What's that website?
TaskRabbit.
Yeah, he's on TaskRabbit. And we can get someone else to come over and hang him up.
So much. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
That's a terrible thing, right? To have your man have to sit there and watch while another man comes over.
Natalie.
And put stuff together.
There's a difference. Tire go flat. That's going to change it.
This is the one.
White Air Force One going to sit in the car, wait for OnStar.
Keep pushing the OnStar button.
OnStar!
All he can do is yell and adjust his satchel. What's that thing that men wear? The crossbody thing, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's all he can do is take this off.
The lap sack, the chest thing.
I almost ripped my Supreme crossbody. I was so mad.
Okay, so I should not trust.
Shout out to them white Air Force Ones niggas that don't do push-ups and have strap on and they be pooking their titty up.
Oh, my God.
Poke the titty
not
up.
The titty.
I'll be
not
like, nigga, if you don't get your pook titty up, pook. That's the word I'm
sorry. Like.
It's like a pook titty under the strap.
I'm picking
like, nigga, you a man with a titty pook under your strap, you bitch.
Yeah, bro. This is different.
If you say this titty pook, I am so mad at this phrase.
People with white Air Force Ones, they don't even tie them. That's how unready for action they are.
So I shouldn't... Okay,
it's a leisure shoe.
Dude in a white Air Force One can't even run for the fucking train.
I'm so glad I'm
He just got to miss it and be late. You know
I'm
what
so
mean?
Glad I'm learning.
Yeah, man. No. Those dude, white Air Force Ones motherfucker wear them shits with robes.
Yeah.
They be having robes on, fucking going to get in the mail. They not ready for action.
Okay,
it's a leisure shoe.
I'm so
this
glad
shit
I learned.
Ready for war. Will Smith knocked out that alien in a pair of these. Welcome to Earth.
So we Black Air Force Ones.
Black.
Oh, I didn't plug my shit. All I want to plug is now that me and Dave has inspired me and he's kind of quickened me up to putting albums out. Now I'm working on my third one. Michael Rabbit's my third one. So Fuckboy Ground Zero, Why Was I at Home Anyway, and now Mike and Rav coming out. But for those who still watch TV, October 26th, Last OG Season 4 comes out. It's going to be good. I earned this chain.
It's weird. A lot of people don't watch TV now.
Nobody watches TV anymore. I don't even know why I'm on it.
And that's the thing I was trying to get into with these Black Air Force Ones. They started a new TikTok challenge.
Uh-oh.
See the one that says TikTok licks. This is a crazy thing. So school started last week.
It did. I've been seeing kids.
Kids back in school, and they wildin'. I mean, they started a challenge.
They've been in the house for
a year. The lick challenge. So this is the lick. Been in school for a month and got this absolute unit of a lick. So the kids film the shit that they steal from school and post it on TikTok.
I'm going to mute the video.
Yeah. Because they play music. So play it. I'm going to talk through it a little bit. So the key now is to steal whatever you can, and the biggest one, this nigga stole a school bus. And I don't know whether you guys have been seeing these videos. They've been chasing school buses around because niggas have been stealing school buses. These niggas, look, they film all the shit they steal. They done stole the air dryer shit. Like,
damn. The accelerator?
That's the strong one.
That's the strong one.
Yeah.
And now they're putting syrup and eggs on it.
Just destroying it. About to catch me the most devious, immaculate lick.
These niggas,
they scout niggas' prosthetic limbs.
Yo.
Look at this.
The bus, though?
What? You gonna steal the railing?
Yeah, he stole the railing, son.
They stole the railing.
And because they got Black Air Force One energy, man. They're innovative.
They in the house cooped up.
They can't be stopped. These niggas stole a subway sign. It's crazy.
This is crazy. Y'all got me arrested over.
The subway sign is amazing. That one's awesome.
Yeah, if you still a lit and keep it lit and it be in your room lit up, that's nice. Motherfuckers got me arrested over. Look at the same time getting arrested for hitting.
Yeah, that's another one. Stole a bus.
Stole
man.
A whole school bus, like, bro.
Yeah, man.
At least clean it up. Make it a rec center for you and your homies.
Some of them be getting chased. I've seen some news stories about like people getting, you know, leading people in high school peace chases with any school buses. Just for the likes, man.
And a bus is easy to drive.
Look at that. Stealing the fire hydrant, just whatever they could get their fucking hands on.
Damn,
right?
They got the soap dispenser.
And the crazy thing is, this is crazy to me that they post this shit.
Phones! Phones!
Jesus.
That's people's phones.
What are you about to say, Dylan?
This just reminded me. I stole phones in middle school.
You stole phones in middle school?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This just reminded me.
Why? Dude, I know. That's my fights. Those were the fights that I would see that would be violent, where he'd be like, yeah, because you just stole my $700 phone. I'm going to break your jaw.
We figured out there's a way to get it back into the locker room while everyone was at gym class. So we would just time it. And then, honestly, I wasn't looking for phones. I liked cash and just other stuff that I could just give off. My friend got caught because we had a phone, a nice iPhone. I was like, I'm not ballsy enough to keep this on me. And he was like, I am.
Y'all niggas crazy. The only thing I stole was money. That's the only thing I ever stole was money.
Yeah.
I stole shit that you could use shit for other shit.
Yeah.
When I remember the Clementon Park story,
yes.
When I was selling prizes,
yeah.
I was a game tech, and I was selling prizes to the patrons, making what?
Don't you shake your head.
I felt like Nino Brown, $1 million a week business.
Wait, you said you were a game tech?
Game tech. So you know how you can go to carnival and play games and all that?
Yeah,
all the toys.
Just sell the prizes.
If you look like you won, we're a winner! And they slide me $20, I slide you a prize. When I talk about making money that summer, I was flipping. Somebody snitched on me.
Got a taste of what it was really like.
I said, I like the game.
But we all go there. Come on. What's the name of the town you're from again?
No, I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
And what's the nickname?
That sounds like some robbing niggas out there.
The nickname is Killumbus.
Killumbus.
Uh-huh. And it's Columbus. He stole a whole
America. A whole place. You're right.
So, I know.
No, I was a loss prevention person.
I actually was the person that
would watch the cameras.
Who did you do it for?
For Macy's.
Oh shit. Wow. You in the mainframe.
I was.
You on the inside.
So, I was on the inside.
So you're like, I mean, that's funny because you have to thwart Black Air Force One energy all day.
I did. I wasn't good at it because but I used to watch a lot of crime and I would just be like.
Because you don't have to confront them, do you?
Yeah, it was like certain things you had to follow before you confronted somebody. Like you couldn't just see somebody walk in and go, "Oh, they look like they're gonna steal."
You had to have product on their way out the door.
You had to actually like sit there, zoom in on the camera, get the footage, and then we could not let them we could not let them step their foot off of the sidewalk. If they left the sidewalk, you had to let them go.
Dang!
Yeah. But if they, and like one time I remember I had just got to work and there was some woman who they caught her 1 foot off, 1 foot on. She just left that flip flop and took off fucking running. And then they tackled her in the damn parking lot. But stuff like that would happen.
I saw a guy on a train yesterday who was coming from a lick like that. He was just jamming all brand new True Religion stuff into a book bag and trying to zip it up. And everything still had the tags on it.
True Religion?
That's, yeah, he was, yeah. But you, yeah, people would steal any, I mean, like there would be, the people we caught the most were the employees though.
Really?
Yeah, they stole all the time. Because they knew how to be like...
Every story I've told on here is stealing.
Burger King. When I used to work at Burger King, I used to make burgers they would never think of making. Burger King. I was putting eggs and bacon and biscuits.
Wow.
I'd be working the grill.
Just your imagination.
Nigga, when the fucking boss wasn't in, niggas would get a large soda, be bumping music on the grill. Like, fuck these niggas, man.
That's also why my method for stealing was that. If they were playing hip-hop music in a store, it's lights out because they're not paying attention. All right. Like, if I come into a 7-Eleven late at night and they're blasting rap music behind the counter, open season.
Open season, bruh.
Now, let me ask you this, Mia, only because it sounds like you're probably on the other side of the law, but you know what I mean? Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized?
But you didn't.
But I didn't. That happens a lot. with my boo. I'm terrible. One of the times I can think that I probably owed the boo an apology was I was still living in Atlanta at the time. He came to visit.
Okay.
And one of the times he came, like he knew what time I would get off work. So then there was another time he came to visit, and then he was like, "Hey, like when are you coming back?" He was like, I wanted to grab something to eat, and I was just fucking losing it. And I was just like, I know the fuck he ain't asking me when I'm coming home. And I was just like, I will not stand for that. I'm just like, he doesn't see all this though. I'm just cussing in the car. And then I walked in and my nostrils are just fucking flaring. And I was like, you talking about you want to eat? Like what? I was like, how you going to call me and ask me what time I'm getting off? And he was like,
Don't nobody get hungry around here, nigga.
But he was looking at me. He was like, are you all right? And I was like, yeah, but why you asking him what it was? And then he just goes, well, you know, last time I came, you know, you left your key, but this time you didn't leave your key. And I just didn't want to leave your door unlocked because I don't know your neighbors. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up.
You were just caring about my property.
Yeah, he was just looking and out.
I was like, well, look at that. I was like, oh, but I'm talking about I came in just like,
what the fuck
you mean you want food? Like, I ain't finna cook no. I mean, I ain't going. I was really.
After that, you would have to drop a titty on my face.
So
or
he revealed how did y'all get past.
And then I was just like, and he was like, are you? But that's the thing, he did it because he was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, great. I was like, things are great. Oh, God. Wow. And he was just like, are you good? And I was like,
yeah.
No sorries, though.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm not going to. But I mean, came in just acting a damn fool.
You came in hot.
Yeah, I did. I should have apologized. I did. Yeah. I never admitted that that's what was going on.
I got you.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, this was a dope one, man. Mia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you
for sharing.
Thank you.
One more time, if the people are looking for you online.
Mia Comedy, Instagram and Twitter, and then website MiaJackson.com.
Mia Comedy was available?
It was.
There's no other Mias in comedy?
No other Mias that matter. I can't tell you that.
There you go.
He didn't even think to get them if they...
I think he probably knows one already
that he hates. Yeah.
I'm going to start taking all Instagram names and just put name comedy. And make these motherfuckers pay me.
I'm going to Six Flags and just going through all the keychains and putting every name comedy and just sitting on them.
Yeah. You want that? Yeah.
Terrible.
By all that.
Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Let you guys come to Black Guys Comedy Show every Sunday at 10.
Absolutely.
All right, Derek, say goodnight, man.
Hey, good night, y'all. It's been another one. No need for apologies. The great boy.
And I'm Dave Temple. Thanks. Peace.